The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The more you sell, the less sales you will make. I'll say it again. The more you sell on social media, the less sales you will make. I know that sounds contradictory. I know that sounds paradoxical. But let's talk about it. Today's episode of Build Your Tribe is going to be about social selling. Using social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever your platform of choice is, to sell, to drive customers for your business. And today I'm going to share with you the biggest reason that people aren't making sales like they expect to be from social media. But before we even get into the nitty-gritty, let's talk about how social media works and how we should frame social media in our minds. We have this misconception, and I'm not sure if it comes from other podcasts you've listened to or maybe just, you know, stories that we've heard of people making millions of dollars from their social media channels. But I think we, as entrepreneurs, many of us, have this misconception that all you have to do is open up an Instagram account, build a big following, and then just start selling. Or all you have to do is create a new TikTok account, have one video go viral, and then suddenly there's millions of dollars in your bank account. But that's really not how it works. And a lot of us are confronted with that truth. A lot of us are confronted with that reality. And so we're like, oh, okay. So what I need to do is sell more. What I need to do is talk about my products more. What I need to do is a flash sale every other weekend in order to drive more eyeballs to my website and to my offer. And what we see is the opposite is actually happening. And now, of course, everything I'm sharing with you today is a general practice. I'm sure that there are some people, I'm sure there's someone out there, I'm sure there's someone listening who has tons of success by just selling all day, every day on their social media channels. And if that's you, go ahead, stop listening and keep being successful. But if you feel like you're selling all the time, or at least you're selling regularly on your social media platforms, and you're not getting the amount of conversions that you want, then keep listening. I know it can be frustrating. And I know that so many of us have run into this problem. We feel like we're working so hard, selling and selling and selling, and we're talking about things on our Instagram stories, and we're going live in our Facebook groups, and we're tweeting, and we're posting TikTok videos and YouTube videos, and we're uploading new podcast episodes, and we're selling, 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 but the sales just aren't following. It feels like people are selling a lot less on other channels, but making a lot more. And so that brings me back to the idea of how we really think about social media. I want you to start thinking about your social media, whatever app or platform you use. I want you to start thinking about it like your own personal television show. Now let's think about good old cable TV for a minute, or even let's think about Netflix or whatever streaming service you like. Let's think about our favorite shows that we watch. Are those shows just selling products the whole time? Are those shows offering discount codes? Are those shows constantly raving about whatever their new hair care product obsession is? When you're watching Netflix, how often are you being confronted with ad after ad after ad? Discount code, swipe up link, go visit the link in my bio. How often are you being directed to leave the show and go somewhere else? Very rarely. Even when you're watching cable TV, you usually get like 10 to 15 minutes of your TV show for every 2 or 3 minutes of ads that are placed in there. And those ads that people are running on TV usually cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. And also, I don't know about you, but according to recent trends and research, there's not as many people watching cable TV anymore. And I think ads is a big part of it. We're getting used to watching Netflix and Disney Plus and streaming services where we pay $12 to $17 a month and we get to watch our favorite shows interruption free with no ads. That's pretty powerful. Now, let's go back to social media. Thinking of your social media as your own personal TV show. As your personal TV show, Your goal is to keep people's attention. Ultimately, that's what every form of engagement boils down to. You might be a YouTuber who wants more subscribers, or someone on TikTok who wants more shares, or you might be someone on Instagram who's trying to get more likes and followers. You might be a podcaster who's trying to get more listeners. Ultimately, what we're all after, what we're all trying to obtain on social media, is attention. And that's why I want you to think of it like a TV show. If your TV show is a constant, never-ending commercial, if it's 95% commercials, if it's 90%, if it's 80%, even if it's 60% commercials, would you watch a TV show that was 60% commercials? Probably not. I mean, it would have to be a really good TV show. Like, it better be The Office having like a bonus season that no one's ever seen before for me to watch a TV show that's 60% ads. I mean, even if you're 30% ads, that show better be darn good. Like I said, there's a reason that so many of us are leaving cable TV and going to these streaming services where there's hardly ever advertisements. It's because we don't want to give our precious, valuable attention to a sale. We want to stay tuned in and give our attention to the things that we really like to watch, the things that educate us, inspire us, captivate us, motivate us. We want to give our attention to the TV shows and the social media channels that aren't constantly selling. We want to give them to the ones who are ultimately giving us value. If you're thinking about your social media channel as a TV show, you don't want to fill it with ads. You, in fact, want to really cut down on the ads. You want to make the ads as minimal as possible, because the more you sell, the less sales you will make. And the reason for that is that the more you sell, the more ads you have, the more product placements, the more you talk about discount codes and offers and swipe ups and go click the link in my bio, the more you do that, the more you lose people's attention. And when you lose people's attention, they're not going to buy. They're not very likely to engage with your content. And then the algorithms of all these social media channels, they start to realize, hey, whenever Cindy Lou Who, when she posts stuff, people don't engage. They don't pay attention when she posts. The algorithm doesn't care that you're selling. The algorithm doesn't care that you're posting a picture of your dog. The algorithm doesn't really care what you posted a picture of. The algorithm on all these platforms is ultimately asking the same question that I posed for you earlier, which is, are you holding people's attention? Are you able to hold your followers' attention? And so when you post content that is selling and thus isn't holding their attention, well, then the algorithm learns, hey, you know, we shouldn't show this person's content to as many people, because whenever we show it to people, they log off Instagram, they close the app, they get distracted, they go somewhere else. People are just not paying attention to Cindy Lou Who's content anymore. So the more you sell, not only the less sales you'll make, but the less engagement you get, the less your channel grows, the less likes, saves, shares, comments you get on your precious content. Basically, the more commercials you have, the more likely it is that someone is going to change the channel. But here's the thing. I hear you. You've been listening for 8 minutes now, and you're like, all right, Brock, I get it. I understand. This makes sense now. But how do I actually make sales then? Because at the end of the day, I am a business owner. This is Build Your Tribe podcast. We are helping you not just build an audience, but build an audience of lifers who are interested in your products, who are going to become customers, lifelong customers. Ultimately, sales do have to take place in order to move the needle in our business. So how is that possible? Hey, what's up? I wanted to interrupt this episode really quickly to tell you about the Insta Club Hub. The Insta Club Hub is my mom and I's Instagram coaching membership. It's the only place where you can get our most in-depth knowledge and training on all things Instagram. And I hear you, Instagram can be confusing. There's so much that changes all the time, and there's so much you could learn. I mean, there's so much that changes like every single week with Instagram. And so that's why our goal in the Insta Club Hub is to make things as simple as possible, so that you can know exactly what you need to do on a daily basis to not only grow your Instagram, but start converting your followers into customers. Start actually making money from your Instagram account. That's our goal. That's what we want to teach you to do. We want to make it as simple as possible. In the Insta Club Hub, you get dozens of quick bite-sized lessons where you literally get to look over my shoulder and watch me click the different buttons on my phone so you can follow right along with me. We also have 2 live trainings every single month. It's the only place where you get guaranteed 2 live trainings from my mom and myself every single month. If you ever have to miss one of those lives, there's always a recording of them available. There's also a powerful Q&A section where if you ever have any Instagram technical difficulties or challenges, we have experts to help you get them fixed. I can't rave enough about the results that people are getting from the Insta Club Hub. We're talking about thousands of new followers in a super short amount of time. And like I said earlier, most importantly, converting those followers into customers. So I can't stress it enough. I highly encourage you to join Insta Club Hub today. The link is in the show notes below this episode. And of course, you can just visit instaclubhub.com to join. Anyways, back to the episode. I'm going to give you my 7 tips to help you make more sales on whatever social media channel you're on. No matter what platform you use, these 7 tips can apply. Ultimately, keep this in mind though. If you're constantly selling, people are going to be driven away. So let's talk about how you can actually make sales, make conversions on social media. More than ever, studies have shown that the modern consumer buys from the people they trust. They don't buy from the people who sell the most. They buy from the people who they trust the most. The millennial consumer, the Gen Z consumer, the modern consumer buys from the person they trust. So how do you build trust? That's really a huge goal of social media. Yes, it's building a following, but it's building a following, building a tribe who can trust you, who knows you, likes you, and even loves you. You want your audience to get to that level with you. So step one in doing that is being authentic, being real. And after the year 2020, we all have a super tuned in BS radar. What I mean by that is like when someone is being inauthentic, when they're being not real, when they're being not their true self, we can tell. Like when someone is BSing us, we can tell. Like the red flags go up right away, the alarm goes off, and we're like unsubscribe, unfollow, leave their page, maybe even block them. We can tell when you're being inauthentic. And here's the good news for you. You can usually tell when you're being inauthentic too. You've probably recorded an Instagram story or flipped open your phone and went to record a podcast in the past, and you thought to yourself, that just wasn't me. What am I saying right now? This doesn't feel like me. That is a sign to yourself that you are being inauthentic. Maybe you're copying some language that you heard some sales coach tell you to say. Maybe you are speaking like you're some YouTube video guy who you just watched. Whatever it may be, for whatever reason, we all catch ourselves from time to time in those moments where we're just not being ourselves. We're not being authentic. And quite honestly, a lot of the time, we feel like we're not being ourselves and we're not being authentic when we're selling something. So that might be a little bit of a sign for you there. But a tip besides just being aware, trusting your gut and knowing yourself is to ask your friends, your close loved ones, your spouse, your kids, they know the real you. So the next time you record a story and you're like, I'm not 100% sure, go ahead and save it and send it to them. The next time you are about to post a video in your Facebook group and you're like, I don't know if this is really me. Like, I felt good in the moment, but I'm just not sure if this is authentic to me. Like, I don't know if those are the words I would use. Like, I don't know if my energy is right here. I don't know. Go ahead and send it to a friend or a trusted loved one and be like, hey, could you watch this? Like, when you watch this, do you think I come across as a phony? Do you think I come across as inauthentic? Or does this pretty much align with me? Because sometimes imposter syndrome will creep up. Sometimes we'll just doubt ourselves. Sometimes we'll second guess. Sometimes we won't like the sound of our own voice. But when you ask a friend, they might confirm for you. They're like, that video was awesome. Are you kidding me, Sherry? That was great. That was totally you. You crushed that. And then you can take a deep breath and be like, oh, okay. Like the person who knows me so well and really loves me, they feel like that was me. And so my followers are definitely going to recognize that as real and authentic as well. So that's tip number one for making more sales on social media is to build trust by being real and authentic. Tip number two, video. Video is king. I know you're listening to this audio right now, but video is king. It absolutely still is king. Like, I know Clubhouse is popular and podcasting, but video is still king. So whether that's Facebook stories, Instagram Live, doing reels, doing TikTok videos, doing Facebook Live, doing live videos on TikTok, sharing short videos to your Twitter groups, or even posting videos on LinkedIn, video is king. You can get a sense of what someone is like through text, but the most rich form of media is video. Besides face-to-face in person, the next best thing is live video. And then the next step below that is recorded video. And live video, I understand, it can be uncomfortable for many people. So just start with videos. Any kind of video content. People get to see your mannerisms, your speech patterns. They get to watch how you interact. They get to see your facial expressions. They get to hear the imperfections in the ums, the ers, and the ahs. Video is a really powerful tool to connect with people all around the world in an instant through social media. And doing those videos will, going back to the first point, help you build trust. Tip number three is live video. Kind of goes with tip number two. I think you understand by now, but live video, even more powerful than just normal video, because now they're getting to watch every fumble, every little mess up. I went live the other day on Instagram and I had to write like backwards. I had to write with my left hand because the video was flipped. I dropped the phone at one point. I had a big stain on my shirt. I kept flipping the camera the wrong way. Everything was a mess. And yet there were like 500 people watching live. People were sending me afterwards. They were taking screenshots. People wrote like 3 pages of notes just from one Instagram live. They got so much value from it. They got to know me. They got to see me in the moment. They got to hear my speech patterns. They got to see all my mannerisms. They got to really connect with me. If you watched that live, you felt like you were FaceTiming me. You didn't feel like you were watching some perfectly edited 60 minutes special. You got to watch me live in the moment and form a real connection. And from that real connection, and I did this during the live, I was able to do some selling. I was able to promote and talk about the Insta Club Hub a little bit. And by doing so, I kept people's attention because I was live. I was in the moment. I was on video. I was gaining their trust, being authentic and being real. And so it very naturally came up that, hey, I was going to talk about something that I was going to sell, but it wasn't a commercial break. It was authentic. It was real. It was in the moment. Tip number four to help you make more sales from social media is to form real connections, have conversations with people, whether that's direct messages, whether that's replying to tweets, whether that's commenting on Facebook posts or on Instagram reels, no matter what it is, have conversations with people. I understand that social media is digital, but we need to treat it like it's not. We need to treat it like we're talking to someone at a coffee shop. We need to treat social media and the relations that we're forming there like we're dating, like we're courting someone, like we're hanging out with our BFF. Start having conversations with people and have conversations to build relationships, not to sell, not to try to find an angle to talk about your product, not to try to figure out what they're missing so that you can give them your product to solve their problem. No, no, no. Just have conversations genuinely for the sake of building relationships. Ask questions about the other person. Be curious. Remember things. Follow up. Heck, take notes on some of the conversations you're having on social media so that you can go that far above. You can take your conversations and your relationships to the next level and really show someone that you care by having those memorable moments and those powerful connections on social media. Again, going back to my first point, sales on social media will come from people trusting you. And there's no more powerful way to build someone's trust than having that intimate one-on-one conversation. And then if it does come up in the conversation that, hey, they're really looking for a holistic supplement that can help them sleep better, and you're like, listen, I don't want to sell to you right now, but I really want to share this product with you. Would you be open to me telling you a little bit more? When you have that relationship with someone, there is no awkwardness of selling. There is no inauthenticity. There is no, okay, well, it's time for the commercial break. You're just recommending to a friend something that can genuinely help improve their life. But before you get to the point where you can recommend products, recommend your own products and make sales in the DMs and in these private conversations on social media, you have to first build trust. You have to first make sure the person likes you, knows you, maybe even loves you. Then when it's time for you to recommend a product, when it's time for you to actually sell to them, it feels way more natural and they really trust the person who's selling to them. Number five, my fifth tip for you to help make more sales on social media is to reach out to other people. Not cold calling necessarily, not sending, hey girl, check out my product to 700 people on Instagram every day. But I understand, going back to tip number four, you might not always have a lot of people commenting on your page. You might not always have a lot of people direct messaging you and trying to strike up these conversations. So ask not what your followers can do for you, and rather ask what you can do for your followers. Go out of your way to go reach out to people, DM people, watch other people's Instagram stories, reply to other people's Facebook posts, retweet other people's tweets. The more you can interact with other people, it will actually help you build a community, which is what we would all love to have on social media. Like, part of building this tribe isn't just building a stage for you to speak on, to have your monologue and have your moment. Part of build your tribe is building a community, an audience, a whole group of people who are all invested in the same purpose, who are raving about one thing, who feel really plugged in to not just the one page or your account or the purpose or idea, but really they're plugged into each other. All of your followers commenting on each other's pages and following each other and getting connected, that is really ideal. That's powerful. And that happens by you taking the first step to go out of your way, reaching out to other people and starting those conversations. Again, just be as genuine as possible. Just try to form real relationships, not with the end goal of selling. That can happen, that will happen, but approach it from the mindset and from the attitude of, I'm just going to serve this person. I'm going to authentically connect with them, and I'm going to try to build a real relationship with this person on social media. Tip number six to help you sell more on social media is to give away value. Teach, serve, educate, inspire, motivate, give people value just for following you, just for looking at your social media posts. I talked about this at length in episode 487 that came out on June 3rd, and it's titled How Much to Give Away on Social Media. So if you haven't listened to that already, I encourage you to go back and check out that episode. But in that episode, I talked about giving away value and knowledge on social media and the exact strategy that I've been following to determine what do I give away, what do I keep for my courses, what do I keep for my memberships, what do I keep for my coaching, and what do I just freely share on Instagram. I think that would be really helpful for you to go back and listen to. But ultimately, the purpose of giving away value is to have people feel like, wow, I can really trust Brock. I feel like I'm getting so much value, so much education, so many free insights just for simply following him. I can't even imagine how powerful it would be to join one of his courses. We want people to feel like, wow, just for subscribing to Build Your Tribe, I feel like I'm learning so much about business and entrepreneurship and all that goes along with it. I can't imagine how valuable it would be if I actually paid Brock and Shalene, if I actually joined one of their courses or I joined the Marketing Impact Academy. That must be so valuable. There must be so much knowledge in there if they're willing to give me this much for free. So that's why tip number six is to give away value. And then finally, tip number seven to help you make more sales on social media is to be consistent. Again, let's go back to the idea of using your social media like a TV show. Imagine there was a TV show that one week had three shows, three episodes came out, and then the next week, one episode, and then there was like a 3-month break, and then there was like another episode, and then there was a week break, and then there was like 9 episodes that week because the person was really fired up, and then the person left for 2 months, and then suddenly the show came back, and there was like an episode apologizing for not having any episodes for months. That would be really hard to follow. And yet, that's how so many of us treat our social medias. And I understand life comes up, life gets busy. I understand life can be crazy. I understand that some people might have other priorities. But if you are prioritizing growing your business on social media, you have to be consistent. You have to consistently show up. And I know consistency is a little bit different on every platform. Like on Instagram, it might be 2 to 3 feed posts per day. On TikTok, it might be a few different videos per day. On YouTube, it might only be a few videos per week. It's a little different on every platform. But ultimately, figure out what consistency is for that platform and stick to it. Consistency not only helps you hold people's attention, but it also helps build trust. Because when you're consistent, you show that you're reliable and you show that you're dedicated. You show that you're invested into the process. You're not going anywhere. You're sticking around. You're going to be there for them. Even if it's just by posting something consistently on your Instagram stories, you are showing your audience, hey, I'm trustworthy. I'm consistent. I'm committed to this channel. I'm committed to serving you. And in turn, in the future, that will help your audience feel more comfortable in committing to you and your products and your services. So I'll end this episode the same way I started it, by saying, the more you sell, the less sales you'll make. And as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.